Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
You know, around these parts, I am very taken with The Lion King. We have loved this. We've been to see it in the UK on stage. We've been to see it here. The great news is it's going to be here on the 28th of September until the 11th of November. You've no excuse this time. You haven't been there before. We're talking about the Bord Gáis. And I have Tandy Sonny with me. Tandy, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning and welcome. And you'll be playing the part of Rafiki.
Yes.
On the show. And we also have Mr. Brian Gilligan.
Hello.
Brian, what are you doing here?
I'm the villain.
I thought you drove Tandy in this morning. What's he doing here?
Is he up to?
You're playing Scar.
I am indeed, yeah.
That's not the North County Dublin
film. It isn't, no.
Tell me more, how did you end up doing this?
I auditioned for it a few years ago.
Yeah.
And was lucky enough to get an offer to become a part of it's called the Rhino Tour. Which is this specific tour, this specific group of people, cast, crew, company, started off as an understudy or what's called a walk-in cover, covering Scar and Pumbaa. And a few months ago, I got another opportunity to audition for Scar full-time, and here I am.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Are you very good?
I'll let the audience decide.
I'll ask Tandy that question. I'm not going to ask you. What is your opinion of how he plays Scar? Because Tandy, you know,
he's this person that I just like very much and respect. And then he goes on stage and becomes that monster.
Like, how are you enjoying playing the part of Rafiki? Female role. You should make the point.
Yeah.
Yeah, talk to me about this.
I've loved it to a point that I feel that I am her. I am Rafiki, even when I'm off stage, because of how the character was portrayed. It's just such a loving, nurturing presence of that old woman in the show, and what she is has rubbed off on myself as well, that I find myself just acting like the character even off stage.
Is it something that comes very naturally to you?
It does. I think it's a maternal thing, you know, because Rafiki is a mother now, and the granny, or the village granny, and I am a mother, and I'm a grandmother, I'm a sister, a big sister, and first of seven, so it's always been a thing that I had to learn young to nurture somebody and always make sure somebody next to me is safe and they have what they. So this role is exactly
it's perfect
that.
For you, and you with your background in South Africa. Would bring such authenticity to the role as well.
Yeah, it helps as well, because I've watched my grandmother and her friends back in the village, back in the day, back in the countryside when they were doing things, you know, just taking us as young girls to go fetch water, to collect wood for fire and everything. Or the way they talk to each other, the way they would just run away when a certain animal shows up, how they would hide to make sure it doesn't follow, you know, or their trail and stuff. Yes. So I had to learn all those things when I was young, and I hold those so dear, and I kind of apply those to the role as well, like, because I've seen and kind of lived with these older people, and I know how they did things back then. So when I was younger, because I started at 26 in this role, I had to apply my grandmother more and her friends.
Yeah.
So it became matured. And then now I'm at a stage where I feel like I'm really one of those women. They're no longer with us, but I am them here.
Yes.
And I'm going to represent them. All the love that they showed us as we were growing up, the love they have for their village and for their families, I'm just going to bring that on stage.
That's wonderful that you bring that to them. I'm watching you, very expressive in your hand, because you almost live the story when you tell it, which is quite very appealing. Brian, completely different altogether. Because
it's just stares for me.
I know. It is. Yeah, you're frightening the life out of everybody you come in contact with. But you bring your own back. You bring your great acting talent to the fore. I'm trying to help you here, Brian.
I'm
doing the best I can.
Dig up.
But it's very different for you to be a part of this process, because Tandy brings so much of her background to the role. It's very hard to bring North Dublin background to Scar. and yet you do. You're obviously very believable. How long have you been with this rhino?
Yeah. The rhino tour.
This particular tour. How long have you been with it?
I've been with them since 2019, and it's been like such a wonderful time, and a show and a story that's been so significant to so many people.
Yeah.
And the fact that I get to step up and do this role now, especially in front of an Irish audience, is going to be pretty. It's stuff that people dream of, and then when the dream comes true, you're like, "Oh, stop!"
And it's also one of the most popular of all the Disney musicals that we know. It's one of the most popular, and the story. I guess you could relate to that story back in your background as well, Tandy. I bet you can. Are you going to sing for us, by the way?
Yeah, I would love to.
What is it you're going to sing for us?
It's the song that actually opens the show, The Circle of Life.
The Circle of Life.
Yes.
Before we come to that, just a little bit of Hakuna Matata for me. This is for me, okay? Because I become a child when I go to this blooming thing, and my family as well. This is Hakuna Matata. You don't have to worry. You don't have to sing it.
Okay.
I let the other guys sing, because I want you to save your lovely voice for this
thank
moment
you.
For Circle of Life, because that's going to blow the head off everybody I know. This is Hakuna Matata, just in the meantime.
Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata. Ain't no peasant craze. It means no worries for the rest of your days. It's our problem-free philosophy. Hakuna Matata. When he was a young warthog.
When I was a young warthog.
Very nice.
Thanks.
He found his aroma lacked a certain appeal. He could clear the savannah after every meal.
I'm a sensitive soul, though I seem thick-skinned. And it hurt that my friends never stood downwind.
Not in front of the kids.
Oh, sorry.
Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata. Ain't no passing craze.
It means no worries for the rest of your days.
Yes, say it, kid.
It's our problem-free philosophy. Hakuna Matata.
I got that out of my system now. I feel better. I have... now, Brian, are you going to hum behind Tandy during this?
No, I don't want to wreck the song.
Well, I just want to thank you in advance, by the way, before
yeah,
we, before
cheers,
we go
thanks
anywhere.
For putting us all at ease.
Just to remind everybody, by the way, it is The Lion King at the Bord Gáis. It's on the 28th of September until the 11th of November. Now, Tandy, I'm moving well back for this because I'm excited. By the way, you've brought a friend. So, what is your name?
Hello, I'm Jack.
Hello. Hello, Jack. Hey, Jack. Anybody else want to come in and join us?
percussionist extraordinaire, by the way. He's one of the most talented men on the planet. He's brilliant.
Oh, Jack,
really,
yeah, one of his box things.
It's a cajon, yeah. So
cajon, yeah.
In the show, I actually play in the show on the box, in the box percussion.
Oh, that's
so
brilliant.
In the show, we have two live percussionists in the auditorium.
Right.
So that's what I do in the show, and I'm just here helping out with a bit of
good
acoustic.
Man, good man, Jack. Right, so that's Jack sorted. So now we know where we all are. Tandy, in your own time, I look forward to this. The Circle of Life.
From the day we arrive on this planet and blinking, step into the sun, there is more to see than can ever be seen, more to do than can ever be done. There is far too much to take in here, more to find than can ever be found. But the sun rolling high through the sapphire sky keeps great and small on the endless round. It's the circle of life, and it moves us all through this barren hole, through faith and love, till we find a place on the path that winding in the circle, the circle of life.
Oh, my heavens, I have to give a round of a clap for that one. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Jack, it was well worth your time coming in.
Thank you.
Good job you brought the book. That was fantastic. Oh, Tandy, that was good. You clearly, you're a gospel singer or something already. I'm a day away. I'm so looking forward to seeing this. I know you're heading off somewhere else. By the way, did you get a chance? Has Elton John or Tim Rice been in town? I mean, have you met them? No, not yet? Yes? No.
No.
I mean, for Tim Rice to write that, it's quite something.
It's just amazing.
Yeah.
I always wonder what emotions they actually
were able to conjure up. Yeah.
You know, to come up with this, they must have gone through some stuff like deep emotional connection to the universe or something.
Yeah, to Africa for sure.
Yeah.
You know. I'm so excited. Thank you both for coming in. No, thank all three of you for coming in.
Thank you.
Jack, special moment. And Tundi Sonny, thank you so much for coming in. And Brian, if I see your relations out in Malahide, I'll give them an old nod.
Yeah, please do.
And, I presume they'll all be there on the Bord Gáis.
They are, yeah, they're going to be coming.
Of course they are. We're looking forward to it.
Thank you.
A reminder again, lads, it's Bord Gáis and it's The Lion King from the 28th of September until the 11th of November. We went to London to see the production over there. We got to see the costumes and everything. I was like a child because you're suddenly, they're all the costumes hanging up on a rail. It's ludicrous.
All 232 of them.
It is. Yeah. How many?
232.
Oh, heaven's sake, it's so special.
Yeah.
I'll be looking out for you guys. Thank you so good for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care. Not at all.